Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital sea to bring you the pearls of tech wisdom. I'm Alex, your guide through the complexities of today's tech landscape.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're thinking, probably because I'm thinking them too. Today, we're getting into something that's both a buzzword and a game changer: designing mobile-first progressive web apps, or PWAs, that feel just like native apps.
That's right, Jamie. It's all about starting with the smallest screen and the slowest network, and then building up from there. Think of it like climbing a mountain. You don't start halfway up, do you? You start from the base, where the air is thick, and you work your way up.
I barely climb out of bed, Alex, but I get your point. So we're talking tiny screens first, then expanding to desktop?
Exactly. It's about embracing those constraints from the get-go. And when you add in the powers of a PWA, like working offline, push notifications, and feeling like a native app, it's like giving your web app superpowers.
Superpowers, huh? Can it leap tall buildings in a single bound?
Not quite, Jamie, but almost as cool. For instance, a PWA can load instantly, regardless of network conditions. It's about harnessing the power of service workers for caching and offline support.
Service workers. So they're not the folks who bring you coffee, then?
No, not those kinds of workers. Think of service workers as little agents living in your browser, managing network requests, caching, and helping web apps run faster and more reliably, especially offline.
Got it. Secret browser agents. Cool. But how does this all start?
Well, you design for the smallest viewport first. That's your base. Use CSS Grid or Flexbox to create fluid layouts that scale up. It's like building a foundation that's solid yet flexible.
Like yoga for web design.
I guess you could say that. And from there, you emphasize content and actions that are key to your users. The goal is to make the primary user action, the hero, front and center.
Right, don't bury the lead or the add to cart button.
Precisely. Then there's the offline magic. Using a service worker, you can cache key resources so your app loads lightning fast, even without a connection.
Lightning fast. So we're talking flash levels of speed?
You could say that. And let's not forget about security, HTTPS all the way, to keep things safe and sound.
Secure like Fort Knox.
Exactly. And when it comes to updates, it's all about iterating based on real-world feedback. Tools like Lighthouse and Web Vitals help you measure and fine-tune performance.
So it's a never-ending cycle of improvement, like trying to perfect grandma's cookie recipe.
Now you're making me hungry, Jamie. But yes, that's the gist. Always improving. Always adapting.
Speaking of adapting, what are some common pitfalls we should avoid?
Great question. Overlooking testing on low-end devices is a big one, and forgetting to make your app installable can break the whole PWA flow. Also, ignoring accessibility and touch ergonomics can frustrate users.
Ah, so don't make the buttons too tiny. Got it.
Exactly. And remember, a responsive site is not the same as a PWA. A PWA adds that layer of app-like functionality, like offline capabilities and installability.
So it's like having your cake and eating it too.
Yes, Jamie, you can have your web app and use it too, even offline.
Well, Alex, it looks like we've climbed this tech mountain today. Any final thoughts before we rappel down?
Just that designing mobile-first PWAs is about embracing constraints to deliver universal, fast, and resilient web experiences. It's not just the future, it's the present. And with the right approach, anyone can make their web app feel native.
Thanks, Alex, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast for more deep dives into the tech world. Until next time, keep climbing those tech mountains.
And make sure to bring your service workers along for the journey.